It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Well, what's up, Unrivaled listeners? Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell here with you. KSL News Radio's KSL's Unrivaled. You can always hear the podcast by downloading the podcast. We would love for you to love it. See, I don't just like it, Scott. I want you to love it. Subscribe to it. Don't just subscribe to it. Make it a part of you.
What kind of love are you talking about, though?
Well,
is it like a platonic love?
All
or,
of it. I want all of it.
Or is it like Wayne's World kind of love?
Where, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, between you and I?
Well, I don't know.
All that. Yeah. Come join the family, though, here at KSL's Unrivaled. Download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. You can also go to any app store that you use and download the KSL News Radio app or the KSL Sports app. And you can also listen to us there and all the fine podcasts that Scott makes. And even the Nightside Project sneaks into the podcast player as well. Now, we got to get going here, Scott. It's that all-important time of the week where we become odds makers ourselves. No, not of the betting sort, just the prognosticators.
Yeah.
Guessing is an art.
I feel really smart in this segment.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Because I'm about 54% right. That's why I love this one.
Look at the numbers. All right, so you can play right along at home. It is our What Are the Odds?
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
All right.
I mean, I'm above 50%.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's good.
So that's better than under.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Wait, explain the math to me again. No, I'm just kidding. See, what you have here is two halves. 0 to 100. This is how the game is played. You can give us a percentage chance, or we will give you a percentage chance of something happening or not happening over the weekend here. So I'm going to ask you this one. Scott, what are the odds that, and this is just right out of the gate here, I'm going to just go right to the heart of BYU fandom.
You're just cutting right to the chase.
What are the odds BYU makes a bowl game?
2019%.
Wow. 2019%?
It's 2019.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It was going to be 20%, and it's just dropping so fast. It just went right to 19%.
While it was coming out of your mouth.
It was coming out of my mouth, and
boom.
It's like, whoa, it went right to 19%. That was such a crazy thing. Remember, I'm over 54%.
Now, hold on a minute, because you've got – because let me just make an argument for going higher. Not that I would necessarily, but just let me make an argument for going higher. Because – I can really see BYU. Somebody made this point, and it was, I think it was Jeremiah, too. He goes, look, the funny thing is,
which glasses is this person making that point through? Is it the blue glasses?
Well, no, Jeremiah he's just making an interesting point.
Okay.
Jeremiah's points are just through the interesting glasses. He goes, the thing is, and this is bad for BYU when they play teams like Toledo and, who was the last one?
South Florida.
South Florida. It's bad when they play those teams, or take into account UMass or ECU the year they played. But he goes, for some reason, they get up for games that are bigger. It's like they know that these are bigger games. They know that they get the looks, and they're going to be up for Boise State and Utah State more than they were against Toledo and against USF.
And they're going to still lose.
Oh, okay. Because then you have to go 4-0 in those last four games.
Right.
You're talking about going 2-6 over the next 2 weeks, which so many people have already anointed BYU at 2-6. They've already given them the next two losses. And I don't think that's right yet.
Let's say they win one. So they're at 3?
3-5.
3-5. And then they're going to win.
And then they have to win 3 out of the next 4 after that.
So they'll beat Liberty, they'll beat UMass, and they'll beat Idaho State.
See? Now we're talking. See, and I think they could beat – surely they could beat San Diego State.
So they would have to go 1-3 against San Diego State, Boise State, and Utah State.
And Utah State to be able to make it happen. I think that's possible.
20%.
Okay. Goes back up.
Yeah.
See, now we're on the rise.
Yeah.
I've influenced you 1%.
20%.
I'm going to say 38%.
Here's what scares me about it.
What? Is that it doesn't matter? That the cast, that the die is cast already on Kalani's future?
I mean, this is all you have to look forward to. I mean, we say it all the time. It's the only thing you have to look forward to every season is, are you going to get bowl eligible? Let's try to do the best we possibly can.
You're talking about as a BYU fan?
Yeah. I'm talking about just as a player.
Yeah.
The more I've thought about this, the harder it would be to be a player. What do you get motivated for? I mean, I could see, to JJ's point, Alex, I really could see them going, yeah, why don't we care about Toledo? Seriously, it's whatever, fine.
That's why they don't get up for the game.
And then, but I could see them going, this is Boise State, man. We gotta make a show here.
All right.
I could see that.
What are the odds?
20% still, though.
20%. I'm going to go 38. Ooh. Oh, you got one for me?
Yeah,
I want to hear a Utah one.
All right. What are the odds Tyler Huntley remains interception-free this week?
What's
so
that?
Not for the season.
Tell me what the Arizona State defense is like.
Well, you should know that already.
Well, no, you're my bookie.
Oh.
You're kind of my guy I go to for the Utah insider stuff.
I don't know that it matters, but because they always seem to have Utah's number, whatever
it
is.
True.
They're okay. I mean, they're not.
Yeah.
They might be a slight upgrade from last week at Oregon State.
Okay.
A definite improvement over Washington State.
I'm going to go
but
with.
They're not near USC.
See, and I think
they're a scorable defense.
Yeah, I could see the Utes coming out slow start to this game, and part of a slow start is an early interception, which are the okay ones for me. Like throw an early interception on that second drive of the game,
just kind of get the interception out of the way. So
I'm not going full Scott Mitchell and going get the interception out of the way, but I'm saying if you throw one and he throws one early, then he buckles down the rest of the game, and the Utes could still roll. So the odds of him staying interception free this game. I'm gonna go for the season so far, and
right.
Also this game, obviously. I'm gonna go 50%. I think he's due.
50%.
I think he's due. So coin toss that
he
could do
way
it.
Way overdue. There's no question about.
No, I know. I think I think it's okay too. Throw an interception. That's what they all do. How many? What was the least amount of interceptions you threw in a season as a Ute quarterback?
I don't remember.
What was the most touchdowns?
33.
So in that year, but you weren't like
Who
a 30.
Cares 30- about interceptions. No one cares about those.
Oh man!
Don't remember. Okay. Don't remember the bad. I don't know that I threw an
Scott,
interception.
I told you. So I got the ESPN Plus subscription. You know,
right.
And Peyton's Places. So he interviews Brett Favre.
Right.
And they basically go through this whole thing about how terrible he was at throwing picks. They went through this sequence of a play where he threw this pick to a defensive end for the Giants.
To Pepper Johnson.
Yes!
I watched the whole thing. And hearing Brett Favre try to explain how he's trying to
And I was trying to catch the pitch that wasn't even a pitch. And he just dives. He looks so stupid.
He totally looks stupid.
and then he pops the bubble out.
Which is awesome.
Awesome.
Like
next
all
play,
of that going on is
next
awesome.
Next play, pick six. Like just perfect Brett Favre.
I know.
Just perfect. Peak Brett Favre. And he just loves telling the story because that makes him kind of one of those good old boys.
It's Brett Favre.
All right. Yeah. Scott, what are...
I don't get it.
What are the odds Utah's going to be ranked in the top 10... After this week, you got to get some work in front of you done. But those teams are all playing each other.
Well, they're 13.
Need a couple losses right in front of you in the top. You need a couple top ten losses. That's it.
I think it's a harder move right now.
Give them a couple weeks.
There'd have to be a lot of movement. I'm going to say
this is a very privileged conversation, by the way, to be like, oh, is it this week we enter the top 10 or should we wait till next week, Buffy? Like it's so stupid. I don't know. This week I don't feel great about it. I have kind of a tummy ache. I'm going to go on the yacht and then we'll come back next week and we'll go into the top 25 or the top 10. So bad. That is so, look.
I love it too. I love being the snob.
Can't do it
now.
All the time.
Nope.
Can't do it all the time.
All right. I'll say, 35%.
I was going to say 30.
Yeah.
Because it's not even about, they could roll and everything stays the same in front of them.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people doing work in front of you. Which is tough to do. I mean, the team's staying undefeated all year. Tough thing to do. I'm going to go 30% chance.
All right. What are the odds Jaren Hall plays versus Boise State?
Yeah, I don't know what the state of that is. And I don't even know if it's best for you if he does. I mean, you know what BYU did last week, Scott? And it was just annoying.
I say, man up, kid, and get in there and play.
Oh, I see where you're going with that.
I'm kidding, people. Concussion, I'm kidding. It was a joke. It was my sarcasm.
After a sports radio personality told him to go back in the game. He's suing Scott Mitchell for $400,000. See, that's what I... I don't think he...
It's $400,000 more than I have.
Okay.
So you sue away good. There.
So here's the deal. Jaren Hall playing against Boise State. I'm going to go 68%. 70% chance. Yeah.
You think there's a high probability?
Pretty high probability.
Well, shoot. I'll go 54%.
Yeah, see how I influence you?
You did.
It's good. All right, taking the break. Man. Going into the weekend.
That's some fun stuff.
That's good stuff.
I like that.
That is good stuff. We're going to take the break here. We got more to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Last 2-minute drill of the week. Stay right here with us. It is KSL's Unrivaled. KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.